I'm Robin Young. Welcome back to Here and Now. It looks like write-in candidate and incumbent Lisa Murkowski will keep her Senate seat in Alaska. With 99% of precincts reporting, Murkowski has 41% of the vote, compared with the Sarah Palin-backed Tea Party candidate Joe Miller's 34%. But election officials caution it could be several weeks before all the write-in votes and absentee ballots are counted. Mike Carey is former editorial page editor of the Anchorage Daily News and host of Public Broadcasting's Anchorage Edition. He joins us from Anchorage. Mike, never a dull moment in your state.
Not at all. It's quite a surprise to get up in the morning and see write-in in first place in a U.S. Senate race. It is very unusual, to say the least.
Well, it sure is. What do you think happened?
Murkowski rallied her people, first of all, within the Republican Party, the people that she had. She went to the Alaska Native community, the indigenous people here, and got their support. And she went to many other interest groups and rounded up a coalition of people who wanted to keep her in Washington. Plus, there were a lot of people who Joe Miller turned off. When he came out questioning the legitimacy of the constitutionality of the minimum wage and unemployment compensation, people just scratched their heads.
Especially, didn't it turn out that he or members of his family had actually been on unemployment at some point?
Well, that's correct. His wife had been. He took these, what seem now to be extreme views of the Constitution, a total purist, and even about federal money coming to Alaska, he warned us we were going to stop getting it. Lisa Murkowski stands for federal money.
Well, and as other Alaska politicians had, we remember the bridge. But what does this apparent win by Lisa Murkowski, again, it hasn't been decided, won't be for weeks, but what does it say about Sarah Palin's influence? Yes, a lot of her handpicked candidates won. I'm thinking of South Carolina's Governor-elect Nikki Haley. A lot famously didn't, Christine O'Donnell, and now perhaps Miller. What does it say?
Sarah Palin is history here. She is part of our past, not really much part of our present or part of our future. I think that Alaskans feel that way, and I can say that. She came here late last week to lead a big rally for Joe Miller. She fired up his troops, people who were already going to vote for him, but she had very little influence on getting new voters attracted to Miller.
Well, you know, you say that. I've heard you before say that she's sort of in the rearview mirror for Alaskans, but she's in, you know, the approach
she's
lane.
She's in the front mirror. A different mirror for the
everybody
national
else.
Media and...
And it's going to get even more so. If you were watching any of the cable shows last night, you saw CNN, you saw ads over and over again for her new reality show. It's an 8-part series featuring Palin and her family in the Alaskan outdoors. Let's listen to just a snippet.
Sarah, you ready?
Oh, gosh. We are somewhere that people dream about.
Family comes first. It's just got to be that way.
No, boys, go upstairs.
This was flipping fun.
How come we can't ever just be satisfied with tranquility?
I'd rather be doing this than in some stuffy old political office. I'd rather be out here being free.
Well, Mike Carey, I'm watching that with a gorgeous Alaskan, backdrops, and I'm thinking you could not have paid for a better presidential campaign ad.
I'm sure that's right, and I'm sure the Alaska tourism bureaus will love it themselves and think, hey, people are going to see Alaska, think it's great, and come up here.
Well, but on the other hand, as we were saying, people say that the fact that Lisa Murkowski thumbed her nose at, you know, largely the men in the Republican Party who were sort of quaking at the notion of Sarah Palin, does that change her power going into 2012?
This would be a national question. Here, we just have to see. I do know. I mean, I talk to people all the time here. And Sarah Palin, it doesn't come up in conversation the way she does in other places.
Isn't that something?
It's just so yesterday, to give you a cliche.
Well, as I said, she may be tomorrow for everybody else. She certainly will be on her reality series. That's Mike Carey, former editorial page editor of the Anchorage Daily News, host of Public Broadcasting's Alaska Edition. Mike, time to go to bed.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. And next up, a look at the ballot questions across the country. That's in 30 seconds here and now.